The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Lydia Zequiera, L-I-D-I-A, last name Z-E-R-Q-U-E-R-A. This is a treble exercise stress test, Carter Care Associates letterhead file, EST, space Zequiera, space L. Treble exercise stress test of examination 8822, referring physician Stephen S-T-E-P-H-E-N Weiner, W-I-E-N-E-R, M-D, performing physician Sharon Armaes, M-D, new paragraph clinical indication, 56-year-old female with history of conduction disease. New paragraph ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1, V2, versus, correction, normal sinus rhythm, comma, borderline first degree AV block, comma, RSR prime V1, V2 versus QS pattern, comma, consider right-sided conduction delay versus SWMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon 123/78. Baseline heart rate, 76 beats per minute. New paragraph. Patient underwent a treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute to stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 168, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 157/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 26376, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress for the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau in the last stage of stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise until the last stage of stress, where there was some acceleration in heart rate response to stress. The patient had a final blood pressure 114/66 and heart rate of 86 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treble exercise stress test greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comma, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise until the last stage of stress, where there was some acceleration in heart rate in response to the level of stress, suggesting the patient attaining her functional capacity. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.